It is not enough to have a good mind. The main thing is to use it well. It is not enough to have a good mind. The main thing is to use it well. How do we go about using our mind well? We go about using our mind well by thinking the thoughts we think. We are thinking thoughts all the time. We are thinking good thoughts and we are thinking limiting thoughts all the time. And these thoughts that we think are bringing us happiness or bringing us limitation. It all depends on what the thoughts are. Now, we can think any thought we want to think anytime. We can think any thought we want to think anytime. It doesn't really matter what time it is. It doesn't really matter where we are. It doesn't matter what we're doing. But we can think thoughts anytime. Now, what kind of thoughts have you trained yourself to think throughout your lifetime? Have you trained yourself to think thoughts of love, thoughts of peace, thoughts of joy, thoughts of harmony, thoughts of wholeness, thoughts of abundance? Or have you taught yourself to think thoughts of limitation in any way? It's just that simple. Whatever it is that we think about, those are the things that we experience. Whatever things we think about, those are the things that we experience. Now, if you have had a life filled with joy and happiness and peace and harmony and abundance and love and wholeness, if you had a life filled with those things, and most of us have, it's because that's where your thought is, that's where my thought is, that's where our thought is, that's what we're thinking about. We're thinking about wholeness, we're thinking about joy, we're thinking about happiness, we're thinking about the good things in our mind. And because we think of these good things in our mind, we bring them forth in our life. It's so easy to let our mind drift into the thoughts that the world is thinking or that people are thinking around us. It's so easy to let our minds drift into the patterns of thought that seem to be evident or seem to be around us, but we don't have to. This is a matter of training. As Thumper said about his mother, "Thumper, what are you saying?" "Well, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all." This is a children's story. This is Bambi. This is where the animals are learning to talk to one another in the fantasy of animal life and saying, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. And the animals are given the good qualities, the good features of children and some of the naughty features of children. Now, the naughty features stand out very well. And you look at them and you think to yourself, no, we don't do that. We don't do that. And yet we do. And we look at the good things and we say, yes, hey, oh, that's nice. Oh, yes, that's nice. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. So some people say, well, you have a rather quiet conversation. Well, that's only because you see in others what you are in yourself. And if you see in others good and beautiful things, then you see that from yourself. And then that's what you talk about. Those are the things that you give power to by your words, by your thoughts, by your attitudes, by your attention. Those are things that you give attention to in every way that you can. Now, how can you go about doing that? How can you go about recognizing that it's not enough to have a good mind, but the main thing is to use it well? How do we use a good mind well? Well, you could put the mind to work on making gunpowder, or you can put the mind to work on making the Nobel program that honors men who come up with beautiful thoughts, with beautiful things that are beneficial to humanity and beneficial to mankind in every possible way. Now, which would be better to do? Well, if Mr. Nobel hadn't had the money that he got from creating dynamite and selling it and putting it on the market, he wouldn't be able to have the Nobel program in which it offers a stipend to people who come up with beautiful ideas. You see, a brilliant mind can use evil thoughts, and a brilliant mind can use good thoughts. It's just a matter of where his intention is, or where his direction is, or what he wants to accomplish. And if you want to accomplish anything that's good and beautiful, it's up to you to put your attention on whatever it is you want to accomplish. And you will accomplish whatever it is you want to accomplish when you put your mind and your attention on it. Now, can everyone do that? Does everyone have the same ability to think beautiful thoughts and to think positive thoughts and grand and beautiful ideas? Does everyone have the ability to speak their word and bring forth in their life everything that is good and magnificent? And the answer is yes. But the answer is yes only if that is what they choose to do. Now, if they don't choose to do that, well, they won't have that. If they don't choose to do that, they won't experience that. And if they don't choose to do that, then they will have a problem. Now, is that the kind of problem you want in your life? Is that the kind of problem you want in your experience? Is that the kind of problem that is important for you? It's important for me. Then, if it's important for you, then that is where your attention is. It is not enough to have a good mind. The main thing is to use it well. And how do we use the mind well? As we are teachers, we don't give everyone the answers. We let them find the answers themselves, but we guide them into the right way to find it. We guide them into the pathway of finding it. We get them interested in learning. We get them interested in mathematics by stimulating their mind to think in a mathematical realm, in a mathematical way, in something that is charming, in something that is uplifting, in something that is wonderful. And as we do this, what happens to us? As we do this, we are thinking something charming and beautiful and something uplifting and something that's fantastic. As we do this, we are coming up with all sorts of beautiful, virtuous things in our attitudes, in our ways of thinking. And it's a matter of getting started. It's not enough to have a good mind. You have to use it well. You have to use that mind well. Use it positively. Use it joyfully. Anytime you take your mind and use it in a negative fashion, you have taken all of the monkey business of the world and brought it to focus in your life. And is that what you want to do? When we let little children play with other little children who are naughty children, we are giving our children permission to be naughty. We are giving our children permission to do things that are not correct. We can never allow our children to go out and play with naughty children. Now, some children will say, well, they're not naughty when they're with me. Well, that's only because you have been trained to be a good child. You have been trained to be a good and beautiful person. You have been trained to have values. And as you are trained to have values and you live according to your values, then you are the image that everyone is. But somewhere we have to start out good. Somewhere we have to start out with love in our hearts, with peace in our hearts, with joy in our hearts. Somewhere we have to start out with that. It's not good enough to have a good mind. The main thing is to use our mind well. And to use our mind well demands of us that every moment of our life, we think positive, beautiful, joyous, loving thoughts, thoughts that are uplifting, thoughts that are the fulfillment of every good and beautiful thing that we know for ourselves is what we want to do. A good mind knows what to do, and a good mind uses it well. A good mind uses their mind well under all circumstances. today claim this for yourself and know this for yourself, because this is true for you and for everyone in your world. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.